Shalom Aleichem. This week, we're going to take a look at what does it mean to love the Jewish people? We'll use Moshe Rabbeinu as an example, but as we will see, there's a little piece of Moshe inside of all of us, and therefore, from his model, we can learn a little bit. It's definitely times to increase our love of the Jewish people, to resist the temptation to descend back into the machlokas of Tavshin Pei Gimel. We must resist all of the attempts to return to that mode of either people who are ignorant of how catastrophic that is, or people who unfortunately are the infected with the Erevrav virus. So we would like them, you know, all to be healed. Okay, so let's take a look. Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk, I shouldn't say what he calls Chazal in the Gemara and Shabbos. Amar Ula, Aluva Kala Mizana, or Shizinsa Besoch Kuposa. The Cheta Egel is considered, Chazal look at it as though we were speaking about a Kala who in the midst of her Chuppah committed the act of Zunus with someone else. You can't think of anything more grotesque, you can't think of anything more repulsive, you can't think of anything more unforgivable. And yet this is the parsha of forgiveness. You really can't imagine anything more unforgivable. Essentially, there's nowhere to go with the relationship after that. Right? Where could you possibly go? What could you possibly say? What could you possibly do? And yet that's what takes place in this week's parsha. Let's start off with Moshe Rabbeinu's obvious self-sacrifice. He says to the Bon Shalom, obviously, that Chai Yisrael has sinned a terrible sin. And then he says, Va'atah, and now, Im Tisach HaTasam, if you should bear their sin, and doesn't finish the sentence. Im Tisach HaTasam, blank, you should say Mutav. Vim ayin, and if not, mecheninu misifrecha asher kosavta. And if you will not forgive them, then erase me from the sefer that you have written. Right? These are not simple words for a person who knows the gravity of life, where Moshe Rabbeinu does. It's very interesting. The Baal Shem says, he takes note of the fact that the word mutav is left out. In other words, va'ata, now im tisach hatasam mutav. If you carry bear the sin, then fine. He doesn't say that. And he says as follows. He says that there are the tzaddik ordinarily, his first outlook, his first approach, his first reaction to the sins of the Jewish people is that he is responsible. In other words, had he been perfected, right, to the nth degree, even in thought, then sin wouldn't have come to the Jewish people. There are occasions where it's the opposite, where sins befall, sins, you know, indeed, right, done by the Jewish people would affect the machshava of the tzaddiks of the Baal Shem. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't aware over here which it was. She says, "Im tisach hatasam, if you'll bear their sin, because I'm gadavni for them." That, of course, that's obvious. That's terrific. That's terrific. That's to be understood, because I'll daven for them. Vim ayin, and if you can't bear their sin, why? Because I can't daven them. Why can't I daven for them? Because in kategor nasa sanegor, if I am the source of their sin, because I was weak on the most, you know, sublime of levels, and that enabled them to sin, so how could I possibly daven for them? So then, race me, it's my fault. Race me, it's my fault. Fascinating. It's my fault. As it continues, right, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu does have the ability to daven, and therefore, we see that it's not his fault. Fine. As it continues, he says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, V'atol im namatzasi chen b'enecha hodi eini no estrachecha. If I found chen in your eyes, so instruct me of your ways. Ve'edachan, I shall know l'man in tzachen b'enecha, so I shall find favor in your eyes, re'ei ki amcho agoy hazeh, and see, right, you should be mashkiach upon your nation, right, this nation just the way that you have said that you would be. Hodini no estrachecha. Instruct me of your ways. Let me know your ways. Let me be connected to your ways. I'll do it. Right? As you said, Moshe returns, show me your kavod. Says Hashem, I will cause all of my goodness to pass before you. I shall call out in the name of Hashem before you. I will show favor to the one that I show favor to. And I'll have mercy upon the one that I wish to show mercy to. And then Hashem continues, you will not be able to see my face. Right? For man cannot see me and live. So, interaction, it's very, very strange. We're talking about saving the Jewish people. All of a sudden, you know, Kilo Moshe Rabbeinu pipes up and says, you know, by the way, you know, since it's clear that you really like me, you know, I find favor in your eyes, so, you know, can you show me your ways? Can you show me your ways? And in addition, can you instruct me of your ways? Can I know your ways? And in addition, can you please show me your kavod? And Hashem says yes to one and no to the other. It's clear that this, all the response that Hashem is referring to, i.e. that he's going to show Moshe Rabbeinu, or he's going to instruct Moshe Rabbeinu in his ways, and not allow him, what he called, to see his glory, is all responded to in the subsequent Perek, in Perek Lamed Daled, Vayivir Hashem Be'anon, Vayisitiv Mosham, Vayikov Hashem Hashem, and then Hashem, what he called, passes before him. As Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden, he can't see, what he called, everything, because a person cannot see this and still be alive. And there the Torah continues with Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. We employ Baruch Hashem. Hashem instructed us how to be Mekayim, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, when to say them, how to replicate them, etc. Hashem, Hashem, Kil Racham Lachanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Vemes. No, Tir Chesed, Alafim, Nosi Avon, Vafesh, Vechato, Venake. Okay? So that's what he calls the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So it seems, again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, forgive them. If you can't forgive them, it's obviously my fault. Erase me. Okay? Hashem obviously considers it not Moshe Rabbeinu's fault. Right? Only someone who has sinned will be erased my sefer. Obviously you didn't sin. Moshe Rabbeinu knows he can daven. And then he starts off with, instruct me in your ways and show me your glory. To instruct me in your ways, Hashem responds positively, I can do that. I will do that for you. To show me you my glory, my kavod, I will not do that for you. One cannot do that and live. And then the Torah tells us how Kodesh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. He doesn't just say them to them, but as Chazal say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Koviyochol instructed him how to do it as like a shlich tzibur. He wrapped himself in a talis and recalled Koviyochol and said the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and Moshe Rabbeinu learned from that. Shalom Yisra. Fine. It's a chumash. I mean, it needs a lot of understanding, but that's the chumash. Come along, Chazal. Right, in the Gemara Brachos. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yochanan, the name of Rav Yossi, the Tana Rav Yossi, says that Moshe Rabbeinu made three requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two of them had to do with the Ashras HaShechina, causing his divine presence to rest upon the Jewish people, not to rest upon the nations of the world. And the other one is in terms of teaching him his ways. Bikesh Lehudio Drachov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasalo. Right? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Hodeini na estrachecha, please instruct me of your ways. And like I said, the Chumash says that put in the next parak that Kodesh Baruch Hu came down, revealed himself for Moshe Rabbeinu, taught him the Yud Gimel Yisrachamim, showed him Yud Gimel Yisrachamim, as we said, that Kodesh Baruch Hu even Kaviyachol reenacted, as it were, the act of the Shleich Tzibur in his talis, saying Yud Gimel Yisrachamim. Terrific. Comes along, the Gemara says, you know what it means, Hodiyin Asrachecha? Rorshalim, Bivna Yesh Tzadik Vitovlo Rosh Viralo. What the Chumash says, what he it's very clear. Hodeinios rachecha, as you deal with the rachamim. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what it is? What tzadik haralo rosh v'tovlo. I understand. Well, what's that? Tzadik haralo rosh v'tovlo. Here we're talking about finding a way to extricate ourselves from the morass of the sin of b'cheta egel. This is not tzadik haralo rosh v'tovlo, right? It ain't happening. This is rishus. It was aluv akalish zinzu b'chupasa. What are we talking about? And the Gemara says, the reason the four permutations, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks, why is it Tzadik Tovlo, Tzadik Varalo, Rosh Ratovlo, Rosh Ralalo, right? And the Farshim say, the Ramban says, there had to be four permutations, because if there are only two, Tzadik Varalo, Rosh Ratovlo, so then we would understand, you know, okay, maybe that's the way it's got to be. If you want to be Zocha to Olam Haba, you got to bite the bullet in Olam Haba. And if you're not going to get Olam Haba, so then, you know, fine, you've got to blast over here in this world for as long as it lasts. That's what it has to be for, because it appears there's to be no order. There are tzaddikim whose lives are sweetness and myrrh, excuse me, what do you call it? There are tzaddikim whose lives are gehenim, right? And there are rishoyim whose lives are gehenim. There are rishoyim whose lives are, what do you call it, success, and success and success. But like I said, the fundamental question is the Chumash says, is the Gimli Tzarachim, why is the Gemara bringing up the Tzadik Rala Rosh Matovlo? Rav Meir says, Pliga Rav Meir, right? Right? And this is Rav Meir. The Amar Rav Meir, Shtayim Nosulov, Achaslo Nos Nitlo. Right? Rav Meir says no. He disagrees with Rav Yossi. He says two were given to him, right? Agave, the divine presence amongst the Jewish people and not causing the divine presence to rest among the nations of the world. Okay, that discussion is on, right? It's not a topic now. And the third one, right, he wasn't granted. I will show favor to one that I will show favor to, even though he is not hogun. And I will show mercy to one that I choose to show mercy to, even though he's not deserving. Right? And it says, you will not be able to see my face. Whoa. Huh? What's the story? There were two requests. There was Hodeinias Drachecha and Hareinias Kodecha. There was instruct me in your ways, and there was show me your kavod. To instruct me in your ways, Hashem says before, I'll instruct you, right? In terms of Hareinias Kodecha, to show me your glory. So now he said, no. How did Rabbi Meir come and say that shows that Rabbi Yossi is incorrect when he said that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know about Tzadik Haralo, Rosh V'Tovlo, and then all of a sudden, he brings the second pasuk, Hareinias Eskodecha, to which Hashem said, I will not accede to that. But Hareinias Drachecha, yes. Very strange. Very strange. Okay. So we had, one initial question was, why does the Gemara assume that Moshe Rabbeinu's request to know the ways of Hashem has anything to do with Tzadik Haralo Rosh V'Tovlo, when the Chumash seems to say very clearly that his request has to do with obtaining forgiveness for the Jewish people and learning the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? And the second question is how does Rabbi Meir say, given that, Rabbi Yossi says that Moshe Rabbeinu's request of Hodeini Nas Drachecha, teach me, instruct me in your ways, is a question of Tzadik Haralo, and Hashem clearly says he'll do that. But not Hareinias Eskodecha, but I will show you my glory. So how does he say that shows that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get an answer to his question? So to understand this, stage of time. We've talked about some of these things before. I don't want to get lost too much in the roundabouts because we have talked about them. The Shlach says, others, what do you call it? They all say in the Gemara, in Brachos, there really appear two answers in the Gemara. The Gemara first says that the answer to Tzadik V'Ra'alo basically is Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rasha, Rasha ben Tzadik, Rasha ben Rasha. In other words, that was the father, Kilu, is being responsible for why either his son, the Tzadik, or his son, the Rasha, is treated in the way that he's treated. If this father is Tzadik and the son is a Tzadik, so it's Tzadik V'Tovlo. The father is a Russia and the son is a Tzadik, so it's Tzadik V'Ra'alo. If the father is a Russia and the son is a Russia, it's Russia, what do you call it, V'Ra'alo? If the father is a Tzadik and the son is a Russia, so it says it's a Russia of a Tovlo. And the Gemara says, that can't be you. You can't get a Rugal. Says, oh, Gemara, what do you call it? It can't be. We've already learned that children don't suffer for the sins of their fathers. Then the Gemara afterwards says, oh, no, really what is it? Tzadik Gomor and Tzadik Sheino Gomor. It's true that this irks us a little bit because, well, we see Tzadik and Gomor, at least to our eyes, that are suffering. But you can always say, listen, only Hashem knows what's going on. Or perhaps because Baruch was being medakti during Tzadik and Kutasara. Tzadik Gomor is Tzadik V'Tovlo. Tzadik Sheino Gomor is Tzadik V'Ra'alo. Rosh Gomor is Rosh V'Ra'alo. Rosh Sheino Gomor is Rosh V'Tovlo. Shlach says that really what he called one teretz is not negating the other, but rather one is explaining the other. In other words, the concept, initially we thought, when we said tzadik ben Russia, Russia ben tzadik, Russia ben Russia, we thought we were talking about his biological father, to which the Gemara says you don't suffer because your biological father sinned, right? Then the Gemara comes and says tzadik gomor, tzadik she'eno gomor, and really says the Shlach, what he does is explaining what I said before in terms of tzadik ben tzadik. I'm not talking about a biological father, I'm talking about soul father, as it were, right? Soul father. I don't mean from Detroit. Yeah, soul father, meaning that this is not your first at-bat. You've been here before. The soul has been here before. It needs tikkun, right? It's done something wrong. It needs rectification in one manner, shape, or form, right, for that sin. So therefore, that would be a tzaddik ben rasha, right? Even though in this lifetime, the person could be an unbelievable tzaddik, but he still has to fix things, right, from a previous life team, etc. So what do you call it? So you understand that works. Those are all the permutations. The tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzadik ben Rasha, right, what do you call it, Tzadik, who's the son, he's come back to the world for something, whatever that happens to be, right, what do you call it, has to do something else, but his father wasn't a Rasha, so therefore it's not Tzadik V'Ra'alo, etc., and etc. Okay, Gilgal, basically the idea of Gilgal, and this is something that comes up in Sefer Iyov, similar with Ramban, or Bina Bachya. I understand that's the ultimate answer of Elihu in Sefer Iyov, is what he called, is that Iyov was not privy to the concept of Gilgal. They don't say he is a Gilgal, but it opens a whole new vista for him, enabling him to relate to the suffering that he sees ostensibly as being unjustified. Okay. Rabbi Meir, says that, what he called, that... that he didn't get an answer. And then he brings the second pasuk of Reini Nas Kodecha, which ostensibly is not the same request. And it would appear from the Ramban and others is that, because there's another idea over here, even without Gilgal, there are souls that, when they come into the world, have to go different routes. Sometimes the route is a route of what we see as pain, of torment, of torture. Another soul is designed, and is regarded, not to come at a second at bat. To begin with, there exists this concept that certain souls have to go a certain route, certain goals have to go another route. And that is not understandable to us. Why? And since that is the part of the answer as well, in other words, Gilgal is an answer, we're not privy to know if we are Gilgal or not Gilgal, right, etc., but since there is another aspect which is not understandable to our intellect, to our logic, why? Right? The answer to that is Harenyas Kodecha. Let me see, what you call your ultimate covenant so that this doesn't look helter-skelter. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't receive an answer, so therefore the mayor says he didn't get an answer to it. I didn't get a total answer. I don't think he necessarily disagrees with Rabbi Yossi that he got a partial answer. He just says that's not considered an answer as long as you don't understand why it is that some people come into the world to go through a life of what we call suffering. Suffering. In order to wrap our heads around that, we need to see the ultimate glory of Hashem to be able to understand that. And Hashem says, no, you can't see that and live. Okay. In terms of how the Gemara saw fit to interpret the request of Moshe Rabbeinu as being one with regard to Tzadik V'Ra'lo, when it appears to be very clear that the request of Moshe Rabbeinu is to get forgiveness from the Jewish people, and therefore Hashem responds with Yigil Mitzarachim, really I think it's two sides of the same coin. Moshe Rabbeinu wants what's best for the Jewish people. Just as he said at the very beginning, Mecheni na misifrecha, erase me. If I'm the cause of their sin, erase me. Erase me. And let that kapara take place now because I'm the cause of their sin. That's what we saw in the beginning. And here now Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to ensure for the Jewish people the capacity to be successful in their avodas Hashem. And therefore, when they're in a state of sin, as it is in this case over here, right? As it is in this case over here, that they're in a state of sin, they have to know how to unlock the koach of the Yigdol Mitzarachim. Hashem, Hashem, Kelrachim, Lachanu, Nerech, Apayim, Rach, Chesed, Lemes, etc. They have to know how to unlock that in order to be able to achieve, to be worthy of Hashem's Rachamim. But in addition, since he wants them to be successful in their Avodas Hashem, he says, as the Gemara says, help them navigate. Give them something to understand a little bit, to comprehend, so that when they come to those difficult patches in life, those Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rosh HaMetovo patches, they'll have something to hold on to. And therefore, the Gemara is not really contradicting. It's just finishing the picture. The Torah Shabbat tells us, right now we need forgiveness, and proactively, in order to prevent what he called people from losing their connection, what we need is for them to understand a little bit about Hashem's Hashgacha. Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Tzadik V'Tovlo, Rosh V'Ra'lo, Rosh V'Tovlo. The Torah Samincha, the Yaakov Skiler, I think Talmud of Rashba, he explains this, right? He explains this. And he says as follows, V'zohi she'elas Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom sh'amu hodeini no azdrachecha, har'eini eskodecha, two things. V'amalei Hashem Yisborach, lo su'chal eros es panai, v'tzalomar ha'asidos ha'boos, aval v'r'isas achorai. You will see, right? You will see my back. You will not see my front. You will see my back. You won't see my front. Hadvarim shekvar avru. What does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, to deal with what's taken place, to deal with what is taking place, right? That you will see. You'll see my back. But the asidos, in order to enter into, right, a situation of what he called, of what appears to be ra, right, appears to be ra, and to see that it's really tov, that you can't have. That you can't have. To be able, after you have sinned, to understand the path to unlocking yourselves from the shackles of that sin, right? To reveal a level of love that exists between the Creator and the Jewish people, Yudgimu Yisrachim, to be able to uncover that level of love, which is unfathomable, as we said, that really, in human terms, there's nowhere you go after a kala shezinta b'chupasa, after a kala, a bride has, what do you call it, has committed an act of infidelity in the midst of her chuppah. There's nowhere to go from a human perspective, but since Hashem's love for the Jewish people is so deep, so therefore we have this idea, we have this ability to unlock that level of love through the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Pardon me. So in any event, the idea that we were talking about, I don't have to remember exactly what we were talking about. Is that what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, right, for the Jewish people, again, is this level of being able to deal. And therefore, he's responded to in the Mikra, in the Talmud, through the idea of Tzadik Haralo, etc., this gives people the ability to navigate. This is referred to as seeing Achorai, as the as Hashem says to him, Osuchal Rosis Panai. You cannot see my face, but Achorai, you will be able to see my back. Chaval, right? Also in the Gemara Brachas on Dav Zayin, say that the idea of seeing the back is you will be able to see, right, the Kesher Shel Tefillin. The front meaning the bias of tefillin, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha, right, clearly is guiding, right, the Jewish people in every step of the way. It's good, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. That you can't see. That you can't see. That's what has transpired already, right? Dealing, really, dealing. That's what it means. That which has transpired. Dealing either with sin, to give him Mitzrachim, dealing with questions in life, Tzadik V'Ralo, Hodeini Yisrachecha, and Hashem says, I will. Hareini Yishkodecha, to be able to enter into a world of where it's clear, that can't be. That can't be. Let's understand this a little bit more, because remember, even though we're talking here about a philosophical, really very important philosophical ideas in terms of Hashem's Hashkacha, in terms of Emuna, in terms of Bitachon, etc. But remember, our issue over here is really trying to understand the love of Moshe Rabbeinu. He started off saying, Mechein ino misifracha. But he doesn't stop there. Says the Imri Emes. Right? Says the Imri Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu hayim ora rachmim avu Yisrael. The Gomer, Hareinos Kodecha. Sefer Azachus, maybe Kushis Ramban, what do you call it, the Chidush Yarim, right? He says, he brings a clash of the Ramban. Ramban asks a question, that when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vatalo, that Hanya should tishlach me, when Moshe Rabbeinu is killed bargaining, and of course, broke himself to travel to Rishpi Bamana Malach, etc. Right? And I won't accept anything else. Well, I understand. Says the Chidush Arim, what it says, ask the Ramban, was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to be marviach, record, after the sin? He wants to put them in a better place after the sin? And the Chidush Arim answers, yes. Because the Baal Tshuva needs chizuk. Once we've sinned, right? We need chizuk. We need chizuk from Hashem himself. We need to feel that arm around us. We need to feel that arm around us. Hashem needs to be there for us. If within that light, I dare say, that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking in terms of Hodieni Nasrachecha and Hareini Eskodecha. He wants to achieve for us that chizuk that will enable us to be successful. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be zochet to everything we'll be zochet to. Right? And therefore, He asks, right, how do they extricate themselves from sin? How do they live with the questions of life? Tzadik v'ra'lo. The Gemara in Brachos. Right? Shlah, etc. And finally he says, right, show me a kavod. Show me a kavod. Right? Show me a kavod. What does that mean, show me a kavod? Your glory. So before we touch that, let's just see a little bit, once again, about how we're going to be successful in rectifying sin. Let's not just learn about Moshe Rabbeinu, let's learn about ourselves as well. Right? Because then this is a discussion of Avos Yisrael, to love the Jewish people, to love the Jewish people. So we have to know it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu's fiefdom, it's ours as well. It says the Shlah, that when the Talmud says, there in Brachos, when it's in the context of Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu, right, that when the people sin, says they should do like I do, like the Seder that I'm going to instruct you. And says the Shlah that doesn't just mean that there should be a talis wrapped over the head of the Shliach Tzibur, and that the Shliach Tzibur, etc., should lead, and everybody's saying, Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachum Anum. Yeah, so the funny Kesedra, that means they should behave in the same way. The ability to be mevater, not to be makbid on someone else, even if he stepped on our toes, right? That doesn't mean we say, oh, it's okay, and then we think of ourselves all sorts of terrible things about him. But the ability to be mevater, because we understand, right? Sometimes there's no choice. Being mevater is really as lifnim yishur sadin, right? But sometimes there's nobody home to talk to explain, you know, you hurt me, you ask me forgiveness. There isn't anybody there. You mean, like, you're knocking, and there's no one answering the door. I mean, the door that, to the, what do you call it, to the mind, or to the heart. The ability to do that, the rotzen to do that, Yasu lefanai keseder hazeh, just as I employed Yud Gimel Yisrachamim, a Jew has to be capable, when push comes to shove, to employ Yud Gimel Yisrachamim vis-a-vis those who have stepped on his toes. Where his brothers step on his toes. But he could then, of course, say, you know, you stepped on my toes, you hurt me. We have to have the capacity. Again, this is not a blow-by-blow Kitzur Shulchan Aruch guideline to how and what and when. In specific instances, that needs to be, each instance needs to be discussed. So let's just speak about it from a global point of view. Not only that, but even, says the Imri Emes, right, after he finishes quoting the Shlah, he says, Isa b'seif ravodas Yisrael, the Magmi Koshnitz. Koshnitz and Magid. It says in the Pasuk, Dechanos Yisra Sharachon. Hashem showing favor to one that he shows favor to. It says Magid, the Koshnitz and Magid, it doesn't just mean that Hashem will show favor to the sinner, etc. I will help give you the Chanina. If you want it. If you want it. If you want that capacity to imitate me, I will give it to you. Chanos es shirachon, ha'inu shakadosh baruch hu nosin l'odam midas chanina v'rachmonas shisnaig ha'adam atzimu b'midas elum. V'ayidei zehu ma'orim b'shamayim midas ha'rachmim u'marachmim olav. Do you hear? Hashem is saying, I will give you, if you want it, obviously if you don't want it, what do you call it? Hashem doesn't force it upon anybody, but if you want to absorb that midah of chanina, I will give it to you. You will conduct yourself in such a way. You will employ also the words of the Gimel Rachamim upon the foundation of your conducting yourself in a fashion of Rachamim vis-a-vis your fellow Jew. And that will bring down Rachmonis on the Jewish people. That's the ticket to Rachmonis upon the Jewish people. To want to absorb Hashem's, right, called infinite capacity to love and to forgive. To employ that. To call out with those midos. And the Rachamim will come down upon the Jewish people. Then we get back to the idea of Sarenyas Kodecha, right? Hod, right? The idea of Hashem's Drachim, so we discussed different aspects of that. What does it mean to see His Kavod? How do you see His Kavod? So the Chusharim says, he asks a question. I'm not forgetting the question we had before, but this is interesting to the answer. He asks a question. How could Moshe Rabbeinu ask, Areini Nas Kodecha? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to the snare, he hid his face. How can he make it such an audacious statement? I mean, we understand that you can't see everything. You can't see everything. What's the purpose of being alive? You're being alive, right? If you see everything, there's no battle anymore. There's no struggle. There's nothing. What's the purpose? He understood that. We understand that. He didn't understand it. He says, look, it's an unbelievable thing. He brings from the Ari HaKadosh that the secrets that Rav Shimon bar Yochai unlocked, right, when he communicated the Idra, right, that Kabbalistic revelation on the day he died. It was a function of coming to his death. And as he comes to his death, all the light of the Torah that he absorbed, right, all of that is coming to be revealed. As the person is leaving this world, is escorting him, and it wants to be revealed. And those secrets, and as he died, then what he caught, that's when all of that was revealed. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. I want what's best for the Jewish people. If they need an inkling, if they need to see a little bit of a light of Harenius Kvodecha, then let me see the light, i.e., Mecheni Nami Sifracha. Let my time come. Now, I'll give my life for them. And that light will be revealed, and that will enable them also as they march into the future. Not just to deal with what they've already experienced, either in the world of sin through the Yimul Yisrachimim, or in the world of trying to comprehend the suffering of the righteous and the success of the wicked, Tzadik Aralo, Rosh HaVatovlo, but let them see a bit of the light as I expire. And Hashem says, Lo Sucha L'Ros Panai. It's not that you can't. I forbid you from doing it. It's usher for you to do it. His willingness, however, to do this enabled, right, the revelation of the Yigimul Midas HaRachamim, an inkling of the idea of Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tzadik Ben Rasha, Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik Sheino Gomor, etc. For this the future? No. Lo Sucha L'Ros Panai. You may not look over there and expire and reveal some of those secrets to the people in order to aid them. Finally, we asked before, what does it mean, Harini Nas Kvodecha? Das Tfunos, Ramchal says, right, that which Chazal teach us. We have it also in the end of Sechas Avos. Kol Masha Baruch Hashbrochu Ba'olomo Lobro El Lechvodo. Says Ramchal, Kavod hu, what's the kavod of Hashem? Like we always say, Ritzono shel Adam hu kvodo. The fulfillment of a person's ratzon is his kavod. What is Hashem's ultimate ratzon? What is Hashem's ultimate kavod? Sheyeh hu yisbarach sameach bechol ma'asav. V'yeh lo mokom kavyocho lahana'os han'os es kol ma'asav v'tuvon. Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's kavod, is to be able to give, right, to give of his tuv to all of his creations. To see that that is what is transpiring in every moment, in the moments that to us seem so far away from that goal. To be able to see that, Harini es kodecha, to have an inkling into how everything that's transpiring is all, right, to reveal the kavod of Hashem, and the kavod of Hashem is his rotzon, and the rotzon of his Hashem is to be mahane, right? All his creations to give, record, pleasure, to give to all of his creations of his tov, of his goodness. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to die in order to give that to the Jewish people, and Hashem said, I forbid you. You must not. They need some struggle. In the mind, they have enough yediyah, right, to see? No, you must not, as it were, bring about your own demise in order that they should be able to see a little bit. And finally, at the end of the parsha, we see Vahi beredes Moshe min har Sinai shni lachos ha'idus b'yad Moshe b'rito min ahar. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, bringing the second set of luchos. Moshe liyada ki karan or panav. Moshe did not know that his face was aglow, shining. V'havdil, right? V'havdil. Like, let's see, they misunderstood. The carny hode coming from that is not two horns, rays of light. V'yaron rechob ben Yisrael Moshe v'yinei karan or panav v'yiru migeshes elav. People were afraid. He saw this. Says Hashem Yishmul, where did this come from? He said, it came from when Moshe Rabbeinu, right, said, I'm willing to give my life for the Jewish people. Mecheni nami sifracha. To obtain their forgiveness. Mecheni nami sifracha. In order that they should be able to see a drop of the light as they march off in a long tunnel of history, of destiny. And Hashem doesn't let him, but he was willing to do that. That so completely polished his guf. It removed any shemetz, any blemish whatsoever. And he was reflecting the light, right, of Hashem's goodness. He was reflecting that light. He was reflecting that light because he had so completely polished himself by giving himself over to love, to the love of the Jewish people, for love of the Jewish people. Starts with, erase me. It ends with Moshe Rabbeinu's glory. Yemi'emes says that, which we know from many sources, Hispashtu shel Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dor v'chol nefesh. A drop of Moshe, the expansion of Moshe, is found in every generation and in every soul. Yishchev v'moshe Rabbeinu l'vashon, k'is yishpashtu shel de Moshe b'shitin ribo nishmasi b'chol dor v'dora. The expansion of Moshe Rabbeinu's soul is found in every generation, in every soul. So we have a little bit of this inside of us. We should take to heart how important it is, right? It is the love of the Jewish people and how it requires self-sacrifice many times, different forms of self-sacrifice. Yitein Hashem, we should be successful. Yitein Hashem, he should preserve his people. Yitein Hashem, he should preserve shalom in his people. Also shalom ben Romo, yasa shalom aleinu al kol Yisrael. Right? Halavai amen. Halavai amen. Okay. Have a good job.